Greater Victoria Harbour Authority, GVHA, has halted a Victoria Cruise Terminal project to install shore power, a connection that allows cruise ships to plug into cleaner, landside electrical power, due to significant cost escalations and increased project complexity. Even though Transport Canada and the BC Ministry of Transportation had committed $31.5 million in funding, a detailed review showed the project is not financially viable under current conditions, GVHA said. Three detailed scenarios were explored in the feasibility study: an electrical substation, a hybrid battery storage network, or floating LNG barges, with costs ranging between $92.5 million and $159 million. Even the least expensive option would require constructing a large electrical substation and a major 7.5 kilometers power cable extension from Topaz Park to Ogden Point. The $61 million shortfall is too large for GVHA to fund as a self-financed, nonprofit organization, GVHA said. GVHA also noted that the key community assets it maintains, such as the Ogden Point Breakwater, Lower Causeway, and Fisherman's Wharf, would have been compromised by the project's costs. GVHA began exploring shore power at the Victoria Cruise Terminal in 2019 as part of a commitment to reducing greenhouse gas emissions. Shore power provides docked ships with clean electricity, allowing them to turn off diesel engines while at berth. Currently, ships run on auxiliary power while at Ogden Point to maintain onboard services. This action, called hoteling, means the ship runs less efficiently, increasing emissions. It is estimated that over 60% of hazardous emissions from ships occur during hoteling or near ports, according to the Journal of Cleaner Production. The journal noted that shore-based electrical power can significantly reduce emissions and also offers advantages in noise control. In 2025, over 40 ports globally have developed or are developing SP facilities. However, the adoption faces challenges, mainly due to cost concerns, including port upgrade expenses, vessel retrofitting costs, and return on investment, the journal said. While the project will not work at this time, GVHA said it remains firmly committed to decarbonization and energy efficiency across all its properties. This decision was not taken lightly. We understand that many people want to see continued progress in reducing cruise-related emissions. That remains a top priority, GVHA said in a statement. GVHA's integrated planning initiative will help identify solutions.